Public Schools, AM 1450 KBPS, and online at kbps.am. My name is Kayvon, and we are KBPS radio students, and we are excited to welcome into the studio two very special guests. Joining us live right now are the newly crowned 2022 Miss Oregon USA and Miss Oregon Teen USA. Welcome to the Benson High School and KBPS. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Go ahead and say your name.
My name is Arielle Freitag. I'm the 2022 Miss Oregon USA, and I am from Harrisburg, Oregon, and I am so excited to be here today and to share about myself and my platform.
Hi, I'm Elena McLennan-Clemens, the Miss Oregon Teen USA 2022, and I'm from right here in Portland, Oregon, so I'm super excited to be here.
Thank you, Ariel and Elena. We will take turns asking you both questions that KBPS radio students have researched and prepared.
Again, my name is Kayvon, a KBPS student. I'm speaking with Ariel, Miss Oregon USA. So what inspired you to be Miss Oregon USA?
I think it all started when I was, I don't know, probably around seven. I watched the movie Miss Congeniality, which is my hands down favorite movie. It's my comfort movie. I watch it at least once a month, and that's kind of how I learned about pageants. And I really got involved when I was introduced to a pageant that was heavily focused on community service. And community service is something that I've done since I was two. I always volunteered with my mom. She took me with her, and I really enjoyed that and enjoyed helping people. And so those things tied together, and I saw the difference that title holders can make and how they can inspire people. And so that kind of hooked me. Plus, I mean, it's really fun wearing cute dresses too. But I think that's what really started it for me, was being able to realize that I have a larger platform as a title holder to make a difference and to inspire others to also make a difference.
What is your favorite thing about being Miss Oregon USA?
My favorite thing is connecting with people. I've only been Miss Oregon USA for not even 3 weeks, but I've come in contact and connected with so many people, and I've already been able to do several volunteer projects and spread that on social media and give other people ideas of how they can easily get involved. You don't need a lot of money, just get out there and spend your time, because I always say that your time is the most valuable currency. And I think so far in my short 3 weeks, I've done a good job like getting that message out there.
So what inspired you the most to want to pursue this?
Lots of things. One of them, really competing over and over again. I tried 6 times to get this title. It was inspiring me not to give up, because at a certain point, you've done it so many times, and you're like, you know, am I doing this? Is something going to come from this? And I'm a really determined person, and I've had lots of opportunities even while failing and not winning the title every year. And just the inspiration of not giving up, which really stems from my mom, who is a very strong person. She's battling cancer, and she's not giving up. And I think that also really inspired me to keep going. Just keep going, and no matter win or lose, you learn something every step of the way, and the journey is the most valuable part of the experience.
What motivates you the most?
What motivates me? My mom motivates me. She's my biggest cheerleader. I'm motivated by wanting to make a difference and leave a legacy and an impact. I'm motivated by lots of things, and I'd have to say the one though the most would be my mom. She always cheers me on, and whenever I have any moment of weakness where I'm like, I don't know if I can do this, my mom's right there going, girl, yes you can, you know you can, just keep doing it.
That's what moms are for, right?
Yes.
In 2014, you won the award to be International Junior Miss for Oregon.
Yes, Miss Oregon for the System International Junior Miss. That was my first Miss Oregon title.
So you must have been competing for a long time, huh?
Yeah, I did one pageant when I was 12, and it was, you know, you weren't allowed to wear makeup at my age. You had to have floor-length gown. It was based on community involvement, and I really enjoyed that. But I didn't really get into pageantry until I was about 19. And after that title and winning and seeing the impact that I was able to make while Miss Oregon for that system, that's what really hooked me. And I've been doing it ever since. And even after I give up my title and I age out, I will still, one way or another, be involved in pageantry and try to give back because of all of the opportunities and all of the lessons I learned through doing pageants. I want to be able to give that back to the next generation.
What are your future goals for these pageants? Are you going to complete any more?
You know, there are Mrs. pageants. So even when I age out of Miss, you know, I might get married, might do some of those, who knows. Definitely open to it. But I really enjoy doing the background work of pageants and production. Actually, for my first title that I won for International Junior Miss, I came back each year to help out as staff. And that was the most rewarding part for me, was being able, like I said, to contribute back to the next generation and help them when they compete and give them the experience that I received. And even down to backstage right before you go on, I like to like fluff out the trains of the gowns, make sure everything looks nice when you're going on stage, and give little pep talks. So I'm sure one way or another I will always be involved in pageantry far after I give up my Miss Oregon USA title.
That's a beautiful story, Ariel. As a student that went through this program 20 years ago and launched me into my career, and now I'm back teaching and being able to give that back to the same program that helped me thrive, I can relate to how amazing that feels.
It's so rewarding. It feels so good.
This is Oscar. I'm speaking with Elena, Miss Oregon Teen USA. What inspired you the most to be Miss Oregon Teen USA?
So I'm a competitive Irish dancer, and I'm used to being on stage. I did theater when I was a kid, but the one thing that got me was speaking on stage. And so I remember running off stage crying one time during a play because I had to introduce myself at the end of it, and I just could not do that. I could get up on stage and dance, but I couldn't speak. And so when I entered my first pageant at about 12 years old, there was a really heavy focus on public speaking. And over these years, I've been able to do interviews like this, speak on stage. When I won my title, we had a top five question, which is like an on-stage interview. And I was able to do it without running off stage crying. So I think the confidence it has given me to speak to people has really inspired me.
Mm-hmm. What motivates you the most?
A lot of people motivate me. I think it's the people I surround myself with, my friends, my mutual friends who don't really know me, but I'm watching them because I see them succeed, is always really motivating. I love seeing other people my age, people younger than me, succeed, and to know that I can do that because they can do it, and I want other people to look at me as a role model and see, oh, she can do it, so I can do it too. So that's very motivating to me.
What is your favorite thing about this title you hold as being Miss Oregon?
I've competed in other pageants before, and I've won another title with International Junior Miss as well. And this is just such a bigger system, and already I have been able to reach out to companies I've just signed up for programs with before, to now working on being a part of the company and a brand ambassador for them. And so the outreach I have with this title is really inspiring. It's been 3 weeks and I'm already working with Solve Oregon to become a brand ambassador, when in the past I would just sign up for their cleanup events.
You've mentioned before that you're passionate about climate change. How do you feel about kids learning about climate change in schools?
I think it's really important. We only have one planet and we need to keep it safe. We need to keep it clean. I like to work with Salt Oregon, like I had mentioned before, to help pick up neighborhood trash, or I've even gone to the beach to help pick up litter, because it's really important that we keep it clean, because even though it might not seem like a big deal to pick up a soda can you see on the ground, if everyone just picks up a little bit of trash, we can make such a huge impact.
Mm-hmm. Good planets are hard to find.
Yes, exactly.
We still got Mars.
So what made you so passionate about climate change?
I don't know exactly what sparked it for me, but living in Portland, I see trash everywhere. It's all over the place, especially with the houselessness problem. There's always trash all over. And helping pick it up not only helps our environment, but helps everyone feel a little bit happier to live in a clean environment.
Sorry. Where did the inspiration, you know, from being passionate about climate change come from? So you mentioned before, like, seeing the trash here. Is there anything else?
I think I like our planet. It's really pretty. And in Oregon, we're blessed to have a whole bunch of really nice green wildlife. But I've traveled to other places in the country, and it's really dry. And sometimes that's part of it. It's normal to have deserty areas. But the extent to how dry it can be in some places is not normal, and keeping our planet healthy and clean so we can continue to live here happily, but also so the next generation can also use our planet.
So what now? How do you plan to use Oregon Teen for your future?
So right now I'm in the process of college application, so it's a great resume booster to say I have this title and this impact. But I've been working with Solve Oregon to help create monthly cleanups where everyone can get together, not just in Oregon, but nationally, to get a group of friends, family together to pick up trash so everyone can help pitch in.
Oh, if you're just joining us, we are KBPS radio students doing a live interview with special in-studio guest, newly crowned 2022 Miss Oregon USA and Miss Oregon Teen USA. This is Kayvon speaking with Miss Ariel and Miss Oregon USA again.
This is a tougher question for Ariel. How have the beauty pageants changed since you've been doing them? Do you think beauty pageants uphold beauty standards and place pressure on young women?
I think since I started competing, it's actually changed a lot. What I've been seeing is a lot more acceptance of different body types, different uniqueness, celebrating everybody's diversity and beauty. When I started competing, you didn't see a lot of girls wearing their natural curly hair. And for me, that was really hard because being curly-headed, naturally, I didn't know if I could win just being who I am. And I've definitely seen this shift, and it's helped too with great role models like the late Chesley Chris, Deshauna Barber, Kira McCullough, like all of these strong, beautiful black women with their natural curly hair. That was really inspiring, but also really proved that there's a shift, and we are celebrating diversity. We are celebrating all different beauty standards, and I think it's a positive shift, and I hope we see more of that.
You've mentioned before that you quit your job as a full-time caretaker to take care for your mom who's battling cancer. What are you learning from this experience?
I'm learning, especially this last year, that don't take any moment for granted. Especially learning from my mom that you don't know if you're promised tomorrow. I'm very thankful that my mom's doing good. She has her last chemo treatment actually next week, and I'm really proud of her. But when you're told this news, you don't know to what extent what's going to happen. You don't know how things are going to go, how you're going to respond to treatment. It's really scary, and I was really scared. And a lot of people aren't that lucky to get the time that I've had with my mom. And so definitely I've really learned, don't take any moment for granted. Life is short and you're not promised tomorrow. So while you've got time, you gotta live it up. You only live once. As cheesy as that phrase may seem, YOLO, but you really do only live once, so really take advantage of the time you have.
How do you plan to use your new platform and position on Miss Oregon USA?
I really plan to get involved and get out there. I think the best thing you can do as a title holder is connect with people, and that's being on social media or being out at events and really making those physical connections. I don't want to waste any opportunity to talk about my platform, to get the word out, to show people what you can do to make a difference. It's so easy. And I will really be using every opportunity to talk about my platform, which is volunteerism. I love for people to get involved. There's so many things you can do. Doesn't cost any money, just your time.
This is a tougher question that comes from one of the girls in our class. Oh, sorry, my bad. We've already did this question.
It's okay.
You can ask it. I would like to delve in more on that.
It was how do you think pageants uphold beauty standards and place pressure on young women? And how do you handle that?
I think there's a lot of pressure placed on title holders that come from fans and the public. While there's such a great support system and there's people always cheering for us and rooting for us, there are people out there that really pick apart everything you do. And there's some people that they tear down title holders. And I would really like to see that change, because people forget that even though we're title holders, we're still humans. And recently, Miss USA 2019, Chesley Christ, she passed away from suicide. And while we don't know the reasonings behind the decision she made, she was very clear about the haters, how people were telling her to kill herself after she won Miss USA. You can go to her Instagram post and still see all these terrible comments, racist comments, hate comments, ranging on anything and everything. And at the end of the day, yes, we signed up for this job, but we're still human. And even if the title holders aren't seeing your comments, your daughters, your sisters, your family, they're seeing these comments and internalizing them. And so you're hurting way more people than you even think. And I would really like to see that change, because we're just here at the end of the day trying to make a difference and trying to inspire people.
As you know, we are broadcasting to the Portland metro area. Is there any final thoughts you want to add?
Thank you so much for listening. Get involved. You can go to my Miss Oregon USA Instagram page for ideas and to follow what I'm doing next. And I would also like to say, make sure you do your annual checkups. Check for cancer. Early detection is key to having a fighting chance.
Thank you so much for having us.
Again, you are listening to AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.AM live in studio interviews with two special guests. My name is Oscar, and I'm on the KBPS student team, and I'm speaking with Elena, the new team Miss Oregon USA.
Hi.
Hi. What is your message to young women who are interested in competing for these kinds of events? And do you have any advice or any warnings?
I would say do it. I think everyone should try a pageant once in their life. Boys or girls, there is pageants out there for guys too. And I think that has given me so much confidence. And while there is a pretty negative stigma around pageants and how they're all about glitz and your outside beauty, it's really not, because I have made lifelong friendships. I have made friends all the way in South Africa because I did a pageant, and I never would have had that otherwise. And all those friendships and the confidence I've gained throughout pageants has really helped me grow, and I would encourage anyone to try it.
I see you brought a little gift with you. Would you like to explain the significance of that box?
Yes, so we have these cases, we call them crown cases, and there's many different styles. Ariel has a solid colored one. I like to have a clear one. And basically we use them to showcase and travel with our crowns and banners to keep them safe while we travel. And I like to show mine off in my clear case, but yeah.
I'm a little rough, so this is like hard. You can knock on it, nothing's gonna break. So we're good. I once dropped a crown at a hotel. It was on top of my luggage on one of those Bellman carts. And I made it all the way to the room and it fell off and it kind of just sunk in and I had to kind of bend it out. So now I take no chances. This was actually from one of our sponsors, Giselle Boone. And she even put rhinestones on it. It's so cute. It's very me. It's pink and black. I love it.
What are your future plans? Are you going to continue to compete?
I would love to come back and compete for a Miss. Definitely going to take a little break for college, but I'm going to come back. It's been such an amazing journey for me, and yeah, I'm coming back.
Do you have any messages that you would like to say to the younger women who are interested in competing in these events?
I would say do it 100%. It will give you so much confidence. I know people can be scared to get up on stage and show yourself to an audience. And like with anything you do, there's going to be negativity, but just do not listen to it and listen to all the people who are there supporting you, because there are people out there supporting you even if you do not realize it.
We've heard you love Irish folk dancing. Tell us about this.
Yes, so I started Irish dancing in second grade because I wanted to hang out with my best friend more. And she had started taking Irish dance classes. So I joined because I was like, I like dancing. I'll join and just hang out with you more. And I fell in love with it. I have been competing for 10 years now. I recently moved up into Open Championship, which is the highest level of competition. And that was a lifelong goal of mine. So I'm really excited to be an Irish dancer and share that with more people.
It's hard to see a dance on the radio, so we're not gonna make you dance. It's okay.
Do you think your passion for Irish folk dancing will ever go away, or will you ever stop dancing?
My passion for Irish dance will never go away. It's such a huge part of who I am. And even if I stop dancing or take a break, I will always have the Irish dance community to fall back on. I have, my best friend is an Irish dancer. I have so many Irish dancing friends, and it's just such a huge part of my life that even if I take a break from dancing, it'll always be a part of my heart.
Mm-hmm. Is there any final messages you would like to tell the people of Portland?
Yes, thank you for listening. I'm super excited and honored to have been here. Just be yourself and be confident. Don't be afraid to be you, because at the end of the day, you are who you are. No one can change that.
We heard today from someone that we wanted to make sure to wish Elena a happy birthday, because today is her birthday, and she came here to do this interview with us.
Yes, thank you. It's my 18th birthday.
Party, 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 party.
I almost feel like we should sing.
No, that's okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elena. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Thank you.
Again, we'd like to thank both of our special guests for being here in the studio with us. Ariel, the 2022 Miss Oregon USA, and Elena, the 2022 Miss Oregon Teen USA. We'd like to thank you for listening to KBPS AM 1450 and KBPS.AM.